This is Ozarks at Large. We're smack dab in the middle of September, and inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio is Jody Badaska, who is Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center.
Hi,
Jody. You've got the Blue Men on their way.
They are gone.
Where did they go to next?
Dallas.
They
should be loading in Dallas this week. They'll probably have had their first couple of performances right now, but we were glad... You know, we were so glad they were here, and we had so much fun with them. It was kind of sad to see them go. I think what will be interesting for them on their next stop on the tour is they've been here at the Arts Center for 4 or 5 weeks, so they got comfortable with our space, and now they have to take Blue Man Group and put it on a truck and load it into lots of other places. And so we wish them all the best of luck with that, because we had just such a great time with them, and I think their tour is going to be smashing, so...
Well, if the Blue Men are in our rearview mirror, what are we looking ahead?
We're looking ahead at a lot of a really great variety of acts coming up over the next couple of weeks. We don't have another Broadway show for, you know, till the mid to late October. But in the meantime, we've got all these great different genres going on. So we've got B.B. King, of course, on the 23rd of September, which is sold out right now. But, you know, you can always call in and get on the notification list to find out if tickets come available. Then we have a concert with Amy Grant on the 7th of October. That's a concert partnered with the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
On the 8th and the 9th of October, we're very busy. We have Tierney Sutton in Starlight Theater. That's another jazz act. We will have the first show in our 10x10 music series, which is the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. The good thing about that is that prior to the show, we'll have a creative conversation with members of the company, and also Peter Lane, our president and CEO, will lead that creative conversation about the Lincoln Center Chamber Orchestra and how it works and the music we're going to hear that night. And
exciting.
So that's going to be fun. That'll be a free event. We don't know yet where that's going to be, but it will be prior to the show, which is at 8 o'clock. And then we have on the 9th, Omara Portuandu, the Cuban singer, who is also on our 10x10 series.
And 10x10 again means that these tickets, most of the tickets are $10, some are $25. But you can get in to these shows for $10.
Absolutely. And you can get great seats for that low price. And the best part about it, honestly, is by buying that ticket, you get access to all of these great things like the pre-show conversations. We've got a new 10x10 blog that we update every couple of days with some background and really fun information about the artists. We're going to have a post-show 10x10 cafe where you can come out after the show and mingle and grab a drink and talk to people, and hopefully the artists will come out as well. And we're just really looking to make those 10x10 concerts a very fun, accessible evening. So whether you're familiar with chamber music or Cuban music isn't really the point. We want you to come out and have a good time with your friends and be, you know, be part of a new, you know, a new experience for you. So I think that's going to be great. And then, of course, we have Chris Isaak, which everybody is very excited about, on the 12th of October. And one of the questions I've been getting about Chris Isaak, which I actually had to go look it up, so I'm going to give everybody a little trivia. If anybody asks you who the model is in his very famous music video that everybody loves.
On the beach. Not much clothing between them, yes.
Her name, for the trivia buffs out there, is Helena Christensen. So now you know something new and different about the Chris Isaak video. Everybody was asking me about that, and so I figured I had to figure out who that lovely lady was. And then the last thing I want to talk about is The Color Purple. It's the next show on our Broadway season, and you and I were just talking about it, about how it's, you know, The Color Purple for me is a book that I read when I was in high school. I had to read it, and so it's been part of my upbringing. So when I heard that The Color Purple was coming, I was pretty psyched. But we'd love to get some people to come to see it, because, you know, I think there might be a little bit of fear that it's not a happy story. It's not a, you know, sort of an uplifting experience. And I wanted to, you know, just tell everybody that I saw it in New York, and I have never come out of a show feeling as inspired as I did after that show. It was a very, I hesitate to use this word, but I think this is the best way to describe it. It was a very spiritual experience, because it's an affirming show. You do see the darkness of some of the themes from the book, but the music is amazingly energetic. The costumes are incredible.
And it is a musical.
It is a musical, and it's a journey. This, you know, Celie takes a journey through some very, very dark times, but she comes out on the other end with a really positive, really strong message.
Appropriate age to take someone?
I would say that this is not the one for the little kids. Mm-hmm. You know, this one, I would say if you have teenagers, okay, this is a good show. Probably much younger than that, it's not, it probably will go over their heads, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But the music is great. And so if you have teenagers who are into music, this is a good one because it goes through all kinds of different genres. There's some gospel, there's some jazz, there's some juke joint stuff. There's traditional Broadway show tunes. You know, it's great. A lot of fun.
And this run starts in October.
This one starts on October 19th. And it's a full week Broadway run, and it runs through the 24th, I believe.
And you don't have to subscribe to anything. There are single tickets where you can come in just for this performance.
That's correct. And you should also give our box office a call because we have a lot of special family packs and student discounts for this show. So call up the box office or check our website, waltonartscenter.org, and the box office will help you. So if there's, you know, people have a need for a discount or a special deal for their family, it's probably out there for them for this show.
WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Or 443-5600 for tickets.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kyle.